Thanks for downloading Scott Harold's podcast. If you use a smart speaker, you can always ask Alexa to enable the SOS radio skill.
We've all heard the adage, money can't buy happiness, but it doesn't really stop anybody from trying, does it? We're talking with author and counselor Meredith McDaniel today at SOS Radio. She's a licensed counselor and a graduate from Gordon Cromwell Theological Seminary. How are you, Meredith?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's funny, you look back on all the years of the Exodus, you know, the Israelites were enslaved under Pharaoh's rule, doing this mindless work without any real sense of purpose. And the funny thing is, in our culture, we think, oh, we have money, we have freedom. But then you see a lot of Americans that live like they don't have much purpose.
It's so true. You know, I think we think that our fulfillment and our purpose and our identity in life is going to come from what we hold in our hands, when in reality, there's a lot more to the story.
What do you think's missing from truly finding purpose when we have so many options, we have so many blessings, we have so much freedom, but we take it for granted?
Yeah, well, you know, we live in a culture here in America where it's kind of pull yourself up by your bootstraps, you know, work really hard, go to a good college, get a good job, and then you'll find a house, find a husband, find a wife, have 2.2 kids, and then all will be well. And unfortunately, life happens and our circumstances change and the plans that we make don't always turn out the way that we might hope that they would. And so I think we can look at Exodus and look at the Israelites and say they were a wandering, grumbling, entitled people. And we don't like to see ourselves in that light very much. But the reality is we're just like them in many ways. It's a human condition that has penetrated time from the Ancient of Days here all the way up through modern day.
We're talking about the power of grumbling, or not so much, right? I'm Scott on SWIS Radio. We're talking with Meredith McDaniel today. As a counselor, what have you learned about what grumbling and complaining does inside us?
It starts maybe outwardly just through our mouths, but then it can take over our entire being. So you talk to people who are dealing with a lot of anxiety and depression and even addiction, and a lot of that frustration and aching and longing in this world for more and for better and for something more flashy and more appealing, as we climb that ladder, you know, it ends up taking a toll on our bodies. And so we need to figure out a way to slow down and quiet the noise and learn to be still again so that our bodies can kind of catch up with the pace that we keep in this life.
It's not just toxic the way that we express our words, but the things that we say almost become our identity sometimes and we don't realize it.
They do. I mean, we internalize everything that we say. And so the depths of our heart, the core of who we are, those belief systems that we've had in place for very many years and decades, they kind of start to affect all of our relationships and our workplace and our home life. And pretty soon, you know, you start to see that playing out tangibly. You start to see the tension between spouses and between family members, between even friends or coworkers, neighbors, even maybe strangers, right? When you're stuck in traffic or you're in the grocery store and somebody, you know, gets in front of you in line, and it starts to become this internal compass and the way that we interact with people, not just kind of limited to ourselves or even our relationship with God.
So digging into our past and then tangibly dealing with the hurt that's been inflicted on us isn't something any of us anxiously jump at because it's painful, but it's incredibly helpful in healing. And we're talking to Meredith McDaniel today at SWIS Radio. In your new book, it's called In Want and in Plenty, you talk about how digging up the past, it's a brutal process. We're not usually eager to engage in, but it's worth it. Can you talk about some of the back to basics questions that we need to do if we truly want to have some healing from the past?
Well, I love that you bring up the brutal process, because I wanted to be really honest with people. You know, if you're willing to do the hard work and kind of enter into that mess a little bit of our backstory and even what we're currently experiencing, you are going to experience more freedom and movement in your life and not feel so stuck and paralyzed where you are. And so a lot of times with my clients, yeah, I look at these seven back to basic questions that are really big and broad, but they bring up a lot. And so one of them is just, how were you raised? And what did your family dynamics look like? And what did you love when you were little? And even today, what makes you feel alive and what breaks your heart? So those are some big questions, but I think they're really worth delving into and just acknowledging that they really do deeply impact everything that we're doing today. I think about you, right, on the radio, and looking back at your life, what was it that you can see kind of God's hand in your story and bringing you to your job? And for me with counseling, You know, I've always loved to get to know people's stories and who they really are beyond the surface. And so now all of a sudden, you know, over the years, God's kind of crafted me into this job of counseling. And so for whoever's listening, think about if you look back over your life, what have you loved? What has broken your heart? And how is that informing what you're doing now? And if it's not, maybe it's time for a reevaluation to see if you're really living out maybe the calling that God has for you.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I was working at mainstream radio in Detroit, and it was a top 40 station, and our radio station had this big summer concert festival. And we had P. Diddy and Ja Rule and Michelle Branch and Shaggy, and we were bumping the music, and we were at the Palace of Auburn Hills where the Detroit Pistons played at the time, and we're playing the music, and I'm seeing these 6, 7, 8-year-old girls singing the words to this Shaggy song called It Wasn't Me. And we'll just say it's about inappropriate relationships, and we'll leave it at that. And I'm looking at these 6, 7, 8-year-old girls singing every word, and I started to feel convicted. I was like, I don't want to be the person that's telling these girls, hey, this is hip, this is cool, this is where music's going, this is pop culture, this is what you should aspire to. I felt convicted, and I thought, I want to do something that's more life-giving. And so I got out of Top 40 Radio.
Wow, I love that story. So it's like something shifted in you and you had to kind of redirect your path in life. And would you say that now you're experiencing more full life because of that?
Absolutely. And we hear stories here every single day about how the words and the songs and the artists that we play, from Riley Clemens to Zach Williams to Toby Mac or Lauren Daigle and Hillsong, are changing lives. How the words that they write, that God put on their heart, are doing things to give people these right song, right time moments. And that's edifying. That's life-giving. That's just not, hey, here's another Diddy song. Here's another, you know, here's another Adele song.
Oh, man. And you know what? When you said Zach Williams, some of my dear friends are on tour with him right now, We the Kingdom. So you need to check them out. They're awesome.
Number one song in the country this week.
There you go. Yep. I know. There's some good people.
One of the last things that Jesus told his disciples before he left earth and ascended into heaven was, I will be with you always, even to the very end of the age. And we're actually talking with Meredith McDaniel today at SWS Radio. And we never really have to fear that God abandons us, because he's promised he's not going to do that. But for a lot of people, you get into isolation and you forget that God still is there. God is still walking with us. God is still present. We just put our eyes on the wrong things.
Yeah, and we need other people to remind us of the truths and the promises of God. You know, I need people in my life. Even the Israelites needed people in their life as they were coming out of Egypt and going into the wilderness and that desert season. They were coming out tribe by tribe, and they were looking at each other and seeing everybody's crying out. You know, everybody needs God and needs provision and needs something bigger than this world. And so, you know, I can't do this life alone, and we need God, and we also need the people that he's put in our life to remind us of what's true so that we can remember.
So along with writing your first book in Want and Plenty, you're also a full-time professional counselor, and you have a practice. It's called Milk and Honey. What does it look like for you to balance work and family and all the things that are going on in your spiritual life?
Yeah, well, it's definitely not easy. We've got 3 young kids. My husband does ministry with Young Life, and so we've got really full weeks with a lot of people that are not necessarily in that 9-to-5 time frame. So, I mean, really, honestly, every morning, I just have to say to God, hey, what am I supposed to do today? Will you lead me and show me the people that I'm supposed to kind of commit to being in life today? Obviously, some of that's already scheduled for me with my counseling clients, but any other white space that I have, I just have to give it to him and not try to fill every second of every day, because I also need to have my own self-care and soul care to kind of keep me going. I think that's true of all of us in our jobs and in our workplaces. And even for those stay-at-home moms that might be listening, or stay-at-home dads that are, you know, pouring into their little people every day, we've got to figure out how we can connect with other people, connect with God, and also kind of clear the clutter and the space in our souls to be able to really hear from the Lord of what he would have us do, and not just have our own agenda and our own plan.
We're talking with Meredith McDaniel today at SWS Radio, and it's one thing in our culture where we all are born with dreams, and then sometimes we plan things and plot things out. We try so hard to grind and make things happen, but we all come to that point where we have to ultimately realize that we're not in control. And when you come to that point, do you realize that that's freeing or that stresses you out?
I would say both, and that's why my book is called In One Plenty, because I think we have to hold the tension of both. It's super scary to entrust anything, I think, in our life to anyone. And if we believe that God actually goes before us and that he has the aerial view and he can see what's coming and that he loves us, then it is freeing in that kind of free fall and that surrender to know that he's got us and he has our best interest in mind. And so I think it's both, you know, on my good days, I'm trusting him really good. And on my hard days, it's hard for me to let go.
Well, Meredith's new book is called In Want and Plenty, Waking Up to God's Provision in a Land of Longing. Thanks for spending some time with us today, Meredith.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.